Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest on the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. A vigil planned for a 16-year-old found dead in Hopkinton. And SNL announces their hosts for the rest of the season. Romero has the juice coming up.
The Weeknd got what he wanted from the Grammys, and he's still not satisfied. I'll tell you why.
Leroy has your sports.
Yeah, I want to trust Julian Edelman, but former Pats have lied to us before, so.
But first, the COVID-19 vaccine rollout is moving into a new phase in Massachusetts. With thousands of appointments available, Governor Baker announced plans to ramp down operations at 4 of the state's 7 mass vaccination sites and shift the doses towards smaller providers and focus on particular communities and populations. State officials project that the state will reach its goal of fully vaccinating 4.1 million residents by June. A vigil is planned on Thursday for 16-year-old Michaela Miller, who was found dead in the woods in Hopkinton on April 18th. At the time, Middlesex County DA Marion Ryan said that the case was open, but that foul play was not suspected. The DA said that they are waiting for a final ruling from the state medical examiner. Family and friends of Michaela, though, have taken to social media to question the circumstances surrounding her death. A vigil and rally is planned for Thursday at 4:30 in Hopkinton to both honor Miller and demand answers from the DA's office. And SNL revealed the final hosts and musical guests for the rest of the season. On May 15th, Keegan-Michael Key will host, and driver's license singer Olivia Rodrigo will perform.
Spell garbage.
Who else you got?
On May 22nd, I love her, Anya Taylor-Joy from The Queen's Gambit.
Spell garbage.
Stop it.
Anything else?
She'll be hosting. Lil Nas X will be performing. See, you're horrible. Well, they had already announced this weekend's guest. Elon Musk will host and Miley Cyrus will perform. I can't
stand. I don't know why that's so funny.
Is nobody available to host SNL? They're getting Elon Musk, the chick from Queen's Gambit, who, you know what? She was really good in Queen's Gambit. I can't see her being funny on SNL. And Keegan-Michael Key, I mean... Listen, he was funny as the stuffed animal in Toy Story.
You're not watching anyway, so.
I'm not definitely not going to watch when that's how they're promoting it.
Here's Romero with the juice.
All right, get ready for some new Pop Smoke music. One of his managers, Rico Beats, he posted a picture of himself on Instagram, like a weirdo, and it said, "I see and hear everything. Kept it cool, though. No worries. Payback around the corner. Pop Smoke new album loading." That's all people care about. I don't know. Maybe people were talking trash about him or something like that before that. Pebs, I know you're a Juice WRLD fan.
Yeah.
In case you forgot who Juice WRLD is. Isn't
I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing.
This song used to get in Pebbles' emotions. She would get in her feels. Why did that song, before I tell you the story, why did that song affect you so much?
It's the song, and it's also just like him and I have a bond with my niece because she used to always play this every single time we were in the car. We were listening to Juice WRLD all the time. So it's just like that connection.
You're going on vacation. I have some reading material for you. The newest issue of GQ, because in it, there's an article where his friends, family, and frequent collaborators document his final days.
Oh.
Yeah. It mentions that shortly before his death, everybody came to him, all his close friends and family and stuff, in tears, basically begging him, saying they were worried about his health. And they were like, please, we think you're going to die. You need to do something about this. And just like Intervention, he agreed. Although, unlike Intervention, where you immediately hop on a plane to rehab, the rehab he was going to go to didn't start until late December. And this was early December when they came to him. So he was going to like go visit some friends in Chicago in between and stuff like that. And unfortunately, we all know what happened.
So sad.
RIP. Apparently, his mom like said he was super open about his drug use with her. And she was kind of cool with it, which it might be one of the reasons.
Cool with him doing drugs?
I mean, not cool, but like she knew about it and that she was... I'm sure she was like, this is wrong, you should stop. But I doubt that she really pushed him to stop. And, you know, I'm sure she carries some guilt because of that. But anyway, it sounds like a great vacation read. Nice and relaxing while you're looking at the water.
I think I'll wait for that.
And the Grammys basically changed their whole voting process because The Weeknd called them out on their BS and announced that he was boycotting them for life because of it. So you would think that he would reverse his stance because he's basically getting what he wanted from them. And you'd be wrong if that's what you thought. He said, the changes are an important start, but he will not be submitting any music for consideration anytime soon. Quote, I think the industry and public alike need to see the transparent system truly at play for the win to be celebrated. I remain uninterested in being part of the Grammys, especially with their own admission of corruption for all these decades. I will not be submitting in the future. I don't know if that's the right thing to do because he's, you know, maybe by the time he changes his mind, he's not going to be the hot thing anymore. So anyway, I don't care. Here's Leroy with sports.
The Bruins shut out the Devils 3-0. And with the win, they clinched a playoff spot. So congratulations.
Bees, baby.
That's right. Congrats to Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum.
Huh?
I'm pretending I'm a Bruins fan, Leroy.
Jason Tatum.
He's a Celtic.
Even I know that.
Don't confuse me.
Congrats to Jason Tatum, right? He was named the NBA Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
Yeah,
he averaged 42.7
points. 42.7.
That's crazy.
That's almost 43 points.
Yes, it is. Shout outs to Red Sox pitcher Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes, he's amazing.
Oh Lord, he was named the American League Reliever of the Month.
Reliever of the Month. He'll come in and the other teams would shiver in fear.
Tom Brady has 7 Super Bowl wins. Duh. But the GOAT said he would trade in 2 of those rings to finish the 2007 season with a perfect 19-0 record. I know. I still cannot watch that game. That was a heartbreaker.
He still has a chance to do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Man.
But don't feel bad for Brady for too long because he's out here starting a whole lot of trouble. So I told you guys about 2 weeks ago that Brady was teasing that Edelman should come to the Bucks, even though Jules just retired. And Brady, he still won't stop. Now, during the draft, Brady said, we know Julian didn't retire. Let's be honest. He's just too scared to tell Bill he wants to come to Tampa. I've been there. Now, there's no need to do that, Tom. But what's even better is my boy Julian Francis Edelman responded the only way a true patriot could. He said, ain't going anywhere, Bubs. Foxborough forever. Jules, you're my dude. I'll be down in the Back Bay area. Drinks on me. Let's make it happen.
Let's fast forward to August when
oh, no.
Tom Brady selects as a slot receiver Julian Edelman, free agent.
If that happens, I'm flipping table. Just letting you know that right now. Bruins Devils at 7, Sox Tigers at 7:10, and that's your sports.
All right, today's good news. Oh, so recently, an unnamed 79-year-old man walked into a beauty college to get some lessons in hair and makeup. He wanted to learn so that he could help his beautiful wife, whose vision was failing because she kept burning her with the curling iron. Well, Carrie, the director of the college, paired him with a student and a mannequin and taught him how to use the curling iron and also gave him tips that he asked for on applying mascara. The man and his wife, they've been married for over 50 years, and since the first time he walked into the school, he said that he and his wife have gone by to express their gratitude to everyone there. That is so nice. That's your good news.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated. associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.